Johnson, I need to speak to you.
Sure thing, Governor. What's up?
There's been a tragedy in the Gatling family.
What?
Bertha and great-uncle Granville have passed away.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it's very sad. They were together almost 30 years.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, Uncle Granville wasn't wearing his glasses, and he rode her into the quicksand.
Rode her into the quicksand, his wife, Bertha?
No, Bertha was his horse. Oh, Uncle Granville loved Bertha so much that the family felt that it would be suitable if we have a double funeral. Anyway, I'll need your help.
Well, but I can't be one of the pallbearers. I got a bad back.
Well, that wouldn't be necessary anyway. They're already buried.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How silly of me. The quicksand, sure.
But I'll need you to be acting governor while I'm at the services.
Well, there's no problem there. Is there anything special I need to know?
No, not really. It should be slow tomorrow. There'll just be the Pacific Islands Trade Conference.
Governor? Lieutenant Governor? Sir, I'll need your signature on this highway repair appropriation.
Let Benson do it. He'll be acting governor till Monday.
Again? Well, I fervently hope this won't jeopardize my trade conference.
Oh, Governor, I've just heard about Uncle Granville and Bertha. How are you holding up?
I'm really okay, Miss Cross, thank you.
What's going on?
There's been a tragedy in the Gatling family.
Oh?
Yes, great Uncle Granville Gatling and his horse Bertha Gatling slipped away during the night. The governor is going to their services.
They're holding services for a man and his horse?
Yes, the immediate family and a small herd of close friends.
Governor, I'm sorry to bother you with this now, but did you want Benson to make the speech at the trade conference?
Speech? You didn't tell me about a speech.
Well, it's already written, Benson.
Sir, in light of the fact that I made all the arrangements for the trade conference, I think it's only appropriate that I make the speech. Oh.
Forget it. I promised all the foreign dignitaries a big shot. Benson is as low as we go.
Thank you so much, Krause.
Have fun being Governor Benson.
Well, if you want me to have fun, take these two with you.
All right, first session of my trade conference, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock sharp. Try not to be late.
Clayton.
Hmm?
That's no way to talk to the governor.
Well, Benson, Miss Krause, it looks as if my little trade conference is going to be a resounding success.
Clayton, I cannot believe that you are trying to hog all the credit. You didn't do a stitch of work.
Beg your pardon. I had to delegate hundreds of details to dozens of staff members. What do you call that?
A sweet deal. It's some work, too, you know.
Oh, hogwash. If this conference is a success, I should get the credit. I worked my head off.
And a wart grew in its place. Can we get started with this conference?
By all means.
Yeah, by all means.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. The conference is about to begin. Please take your seats.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce your host, my friend, and soon to be your good friend, direct from the governor's office, the new lieutenant governor. Here's Benny!
Thank you, Ed McMouth. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the governor and myself, I'd like to welcome you and say how happy we are to host this fifth annual Pacific Islands Trade Conference. It is our hope this year to make it...
Excuse me, I'm sorry I'm late.
Yes, well, here's the seat right in front.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's see now, where was I?
You swine!
Isn't that a little harsh? I simply lost my place.
Eunice, what are you doing here?
Me? What are you doing here?
Well, we're all here for the Pacific Islands Trade Conference, are we not?
I was promised that this miserable excuse for a prime minister would remain on her sewer of an island.
And I was assured that his loathsome carcass would be nowhere near this conference.
Well, now that the introductions are over, I'll go on with my opening remarks.
You don't seem to understand. I refuse to participate in this conference with this sea cow.
You insignificant son of a sand flea! You have publicly insulted me for the last time.
Mr. Dubois, I hold you personally responsible for placing me in this humiliating position. Good day, sir.
Acting Governor Dubois, your government has shown a patent disregard for the feelings of the people of St. Matthews. I declare you and your associates persona non grata on my island. Goodbye.
Which of you would like to take responsibility for this? I want to see the two of you in my office immediately following this session. As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, before I was so rudely interrupted.
The blame rests entirely with Miss Krauss.
It does not. It was all Clayton's fault.
You're the one who screwed up the invitations.
It was not my fault.
It most certainly was.
It was not.
It was too.
It was not.
Was too.
Not.
Too.
Not.
Too.
Not. Too.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Now, who sent out the invitations?
Well, we divided it up. I was responsible for the islands east of the international dateline, and Miss Krauss handled those west of it.
Didn't anyone bother to check the guest list to see that there would be no conflict?
Well, of course I checked it. I was aware that the relations between San Lucas and St. Matthew were volatile.
See? I told you it was all his fault.
But I distinctly remember telling you to delete St. Matthew from the list because I was invited to San Lucas.
Oh, you didn't say any such thing.
I sent you a memo.
Well, everybody throws your memos away.
Don't?
Yes, we do.
Then it is settled. Clayton takes a rap.
Fine. We'll shoot him at dawn. Now, what we have to do is straighten out this mess and get back to the conference.
Yeah, Benson's right.
Now, I intend to apologize personally to President Voorhees for any insensitivity on our part. He should be here shortly.
Oh, no, he can't.
Why not?
Well, because I invited Smythe Duncan to come to accept your apology personally.
What time will she be here?
Any minute now.
I hope that doesn't interrupt the press conference.
Press conference?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they should be here
right about now.
With these people.
I'll handle this.
No, let me handle it. I'm an expert in diplomacy.
But Krauss is an expert in wrestling.
I know!
All right, uncle.
Madam Prime Minister, in the interests of international goodwill, might I ask you to refrain from rabbit punching the president in the kidneys? Please, try not to conduct yourself as common street thugs.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. My apologies. As Prime Minister of the Island of St. Matthews, I formally declare war on the Republic of San Lucas.
That's not what I meant.
As President of the Republic of San Lucas, I accept. And I declare war right back.
Copycat!
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're
no,
a baby.
No, I'm not
you're
a baby.
You're going to cry.
I'm not going to
yes,
cry.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, Benson, you've been governor for 6 hours and you have managed to start a war.
How does it feel to be such an incompetent?
Like I walked a mile in your shoes? Cassidy.
Morning, boss. You made the paper.
I did, Rick.
Yeah. Right there. Right below that story about the plight of the barn owls. No, I never really thought about the barn owls before I read that little article. I mean, when you think about it, there really is no Ralph Nader for the barn owl.
Well, this isn't as bad as I thought. They say that the so-called war between San Lucas and St. Matthew is a hiccup in the otherwise successful trade conference.
Oh, good. And you know, there never was really a telethon for the barn owls.
But I imagine they've roasted a few. And they go on to say that Dubois handles it all with dignity. That's nice, eh?
Oh, sure, everything's great for you, but what about the barn owl? Nobody cares about him just because he's not in politics. Now there's a bird on the skids.
Benson, allow me to present Mr. Adams from the State Department.
Mr. Adams, Governor Dubois.
Acting governor, actually. Have a seat.
Now, what can I do for you folks from Washington?
Well, we'd like for you to get things back to normal.
What do you mean?
Before your conference, to yesterday, when San Lucas and St. Matthew were not at war.
If I might, Mr. Adams, I think it's hardly fair to blame the lieutenant governor for this little dust-up.
It may interest you to know, Mr. Endicott, that this little dust-up could be a shooting war.
What exactly can we do to rectify Benson's horrible miscalculation?
Oh, Mr. Adams, these people don't want to shoot, they want to shout. I think you boys had stayed way off base on this one.
The island of San Lucas has strategic military importance to the United States.
Why?
That's classified.
But I'm the governor.
Acting governor.
Well, how bad could it be?
World wars have been started over less. But of course, that is the worst possible scenario.
Sounds like the last possible scenario to me.
Then I suggest you get St. Lucas and St. Matthew to declare peace.
Oh, Mr. Adams, I've never even heard of these two little cockamamie islands. How could they affect our security?
Let me tell you a little story. There once was a man who was building an ark.
Please, sir, I've heard the story.
And to make his ark go, he needed a very special rock. And this kind of rock could only be found in a little island kingdom in the middle of the sea.
Are you saying that San Lucas has a mineral that's important to our national defense?
You didn't hear me say that. I only told you the story of the man and the ark.
Yes, all that is understood. But even if they should go to war, we can still trade with San Lucas, can't we?
The Pentagon is fearful that nations unfriendly to us will align themselves with St. Matthew.
And try to cut off our supply of rocks.
Off the record, maybe.
Well, if the State Department is so interested in this, why don't they handle it themselves?
Frankly, Mr. Dubois, we want to keep our options open. Call us if you have news. Gentlemen?
Mr. Adams?
Mr. Adams?
Good day.
What does he mean, keep our options open?
Well, in purely diplomatic terms, it means that if this should turn into World War III, they want to be sure your hiney is in the ringer.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I got held up at the Capitol.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it.
Yeah, we were able to convince them to come to the mansion, but they refused to be in the same room.
Well, isn't that going to make negotiations difficult?
I think I have a plan.
Oh, this should be rich.
Keep them in their rooms until they are hungry. And then when they come out for food, suddenly we pounce.
Cross, we're not trying to trap wolverines.
I suggest that we go to both of them and tell them that the other is ready and willing to negotiate.
But that'd be a lie.
That is a time-honored diplomatic technique.
Despite your devious intent, there is a kernel of an idea there.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
That's as close as you're ever going to get. Which one of them is in my office?
Prime Minister Smythe Duncan.
Let's get to it. Good afternoon, Madam Prime Minister.
Mr. Dubois.
I have come to you first today because you have a reputation as an honest and intelligent leader.
Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. And based upon that reputation, I know that you personally would be terribly disappointed if we did not attempt to at least sit down with President Voorhees and seek a reasonable conclusion to this grave crisis.
Smythe Duncan is always prepared to negotiate.
Excellent. With your kind permission, I shall convey that message to the president. Ta-ta.
That was good, Benson. I'm very impressed.
I've seen worse.
You've done worse. Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Lieutenant Governor.
I have just spoken with Prime Minister Smythe Duncan, and she has indicated her willingness to negotiate. May we assume that a wise leader such as yourself is also willing to negotiate?
Anything she can do, I can do better.
Excellent. If you will follow me, then we can join her in my office.
If she's so willing to negotiate, let her come to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back.
Not so easy, eh, Benson?
Shut up, Clayton.
You should have quit while you were ahead.
I should have quit the day I laid eyes on you.
What did the scum say?
The scum said, I mean... He said he admires the courage you've displayed in offering to negotiate, and he would deem it an honor if you would meet him in the living room.
Tell him to stick his honor in a coconut and sail it out to sea. If he wants to talk, he can come here.
Very picturesque. What if I get him to meet you halfway, somewhere in the middle of the reception room?
I would agree to that.
Okay, I shall convey that to him. I'll be right back. Ta-ta.
Boy, it's tough being a diplomat.
Takes a wide range of skills.
And a good pair of running shoes. She's agreed to meet you halfway and talk.
That seems acceptable.
Good.
However, we must discuss the size and shape of the table. I want round.
I want square.
He wants a triangle.
She wants a rhomboid.
What we really need is a playpen. Try again. Now, before we begin, let me say how pleased I am that we were able to reach an agreement on the shape and size of the table in such a short time.
My table wobbles.
Well, find the short leg and stick your tongue under it.
I should like to propose a toast.
Shut up, Clayton.
On the other hand, we have a lot to do.
I would like to say that it's always an honor to attend any conference where a Smythe Duncan begs for forgiveness.
I won't lower myself to respond to that egg-sucking cretin.
Hold it, folks. We're getting off on the wrong course.
You don't seem to understand. The dislike our countries have for one another has been going on for generations.
Well, perhaps we could get somewhere here if you would think of each other as people and not as countries you automatically hate.
Oh, I tried that when I was young and naive, and all I got for my troubles was a broken heart. You can never trust a San Lucian.
I knew our differences couldn't be solved with polite talk. The only solution is the field of battle.
What kind of a solution is that? War is a bloody, costly, stupid solution.
Maybe they could compete in the Olympics.
Not now, Krauss.
Well, I know not now, but in 4 years.
All right, let's cut through it. How much will it take to make you two drop all this war talk?
What are you doing?
It's a standard diplomatic procedure. Whenever you can't get countries to cooperate, you bribe them.
Mr. Dubois, we will never settle our differences with San Lucas for the simple reason that I could never trust President Voorhees.
I can't be trusted. Have you forgotten June 5th, 1964?
I'll never forget it. It's a day that will live in infamy.
June 5th, 1964.
I wonder what I was doing then.
Probably annoying someone.
I know what I was doing. I was being stood up at the church.
She can't even remember it correctly. I was being stood up at the church.
If you didn't want to marry me, you should have had the courage to tell me to my face.
I waited at the church for 4.5 hours.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think we're onto something here. Krauss, where's that map of the area?
It's right here on the back of the brochure.
Mm-hmm. President Voorhees, what day is it on St. Lucas?
Thursday.
Madam Prime Minister, what day is it on St. Matthew?
Wednesday.
I don't get it.
Don't you remember? The international date line separates the two islands.
I went to church a day early.
I came to the church a day late.
But you both got to the church on time.
Frederick, were you really there?
Ready to give my heart to you, Eunice.
Oh, ready?
Oh, Eunice.
Oh, my God. Go, Benson. You stopped a war.
And started a marriage.
Yeah, I better quit while I'm even.